The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Have you ever worn a shirt or worn something that had something on it and you didn't know what it meant, or you thought you knew what it meant and you were wrong? 312-946-4995. This weekend we were at Joe's on Wheat Street for Ernest, and I wore a shirt and I thought it was a random shirt. Turns out it was something I didn't know about. I was getting a lot of compliments on. People were like, oh, awesome shirt. I'm like, I know, this is cool. And of course, my response was like, got it at TJ Maxx, $6. Like, I was like, man, I can really pick these shirts. I was feeling like hella good about myself. I was standing around with like Melissa and Austin. I was standing around with some other friends at the bar. They said, oh, I love that shirt. And then they go, did you ever read that book? And I was like, book? I was like, I have no idea what that is. He's like, as a kid, you never read those books. Do you know what the frog and the toad is?
Yes, frog and toad.
So I had a sweatshirt that had this, it was a really cool like frog and toad shirt. I've never read those books. I had no idea that was a book. I was just thought it was a cool shirt, and I just thought I had a really good style that everybody was like, oh, that's a really awesome shirt. But it was actually very nostalgic, apparently, for everybody. But yeah, everybody's jaw dropped when I said, what book are you talking about?
Oh, that's too funny, because they're also a meme. Like, they pull from those books to make memes. Like, there's one of them, like, eating cookies and not being able to stop eating, so people use that, and
wow, too funny. There's a whole world of this frog and toad that I didn't know about.
Yep.
I felt so stupid.
Well, you brought a smile to people's faces, so that's good.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, great shirt. I'm like, I know, right? And had no idea why it was a great shirt. Just thought people liked frogs. I'm going to throw a picture up, actually. I'll put it on our Instagram at US99 Chicago if you want to see the shirt, okay?
Yeah, maybe I'll try to go find it, too.
Have you worn something that you didn't know the meaning of it?
Yes. Okay, so this was probably in grade school, like very naive little girl. I, you know, was a tomboy back in the day, and I had a shirt that I bought at the thrift center. It was like a softball shirt, and on the back, it said,
oh.
And I had no... wore it out in public, and everybody's like, why are you wearing a shirt that says B on it?
Right.
And I was so embarrassed once I found out what it was.
Right. You're like, yeah, I haven't had those classes yet.
But other than that was my only one and done.
Yep. That was my nickname in college, one and done. Rose, you ever wear something you didn't know the name of it?
Years ago, I went to Jamaica, and I bought this really cute t-shirt that said University of Ganja.
Oh, and you didn't know what that meant?
And I did not know what
you're
it meant.
Like,
I
oh, thought
it
was I'm just university. Representing the local college.
I thought it was the university out there in Jamaica.
That's pretty well. It's one way of learning.